Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's got those kind of deals every week. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. Must be 21, present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms on sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops this holiday season for the hottest gifts from TaylorMade. The Sim Shape and Motion series featuring the Sim, Sim Max, and Sim Max D-Type families. Find increased speed and distance with Sim. And be sure to stock up and save on TaylorMade TP5 and TP5X golf balls, now only $39.99. Come into Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, your holiday headquarters since 1968, and shop online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Alpha Wildlife Services.
Nobody wants wild animals invading their home. Alpha Wildlife Services removes them professionally and humanely, then helps you keep them out. Veteran owned and operated. Visit alphawildlifememphis.com today.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
All right. I'm here. My name's Gary Parish. Speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm back in studio. Bennett Dahl's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. Best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and Wendry.
I hope you don't mind me spending nearly all of today's show on the Tigers' season opening win this afternoon, because that's what we're going to do today, even though there are a lot of other big sports stories. Soccer legend Diego Maradona, one of my childhood sports idols, has died at the age of 60. That was sad. Alabama coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19 for real this time. Thursday night football game between the Steelers and Ravens has been moved to Sunday. That stinks. I might get to those things at some point, but we're mostly talking Tigers today. We're going to get into it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me tell you how we're going to do this. At 4:20, now, I usually have a guest there.
That's right.
2 days ago was Danielle Lerner from the Daily Memphian. Yesterday, it was Dana O'Neill from The Athletic. Under normal circumstances, I'd have somebody else today, but I decided to talk to Bennett about this early in the week. I said, listen, we're just going to talk Memphis basketball. Wouldn't be making much sense to talk about anything other than Memphis basketball when Memphis basketball gets a season opening, presumably win, in the middle of the afternoon. So the beat writers are going to be busy writing. I don't want to bug them. Let's just talk to the fans. So we're going to take calls at 420, 535-3776. I'll talk to you guys in the next segment. When I finish that, what I would normally do is take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I would discuss four previously undiscussed stories. But today, we're just sticking with Memphis basketball for the entire first hour. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. But like I said, want to start with Tiger basketball. Season opener today in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, against St. Mary's. Tigers got off to a slow start. They were down 8-0, couldn't score. Then Boogie Ellis comes off the bench, and the game changed almost immediately. He got 6 points in a span of 84 seconds to cut what was an 8-0 lead to a 10-6 lead, and he was awesome the rest of the way. Banked in a half-court three-pointer at the buzzer at the half. He took 13 shots, made 8 of them. He was 6 of 7 from 3, finished with 24 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds in what was a 73-56 impressive victory over a good, not great, but good St. Mary's team. And now you got people saying Boogie Ellis is the best sixth man in the entire country because, if you didn't catch it in the description, Boogie Ellis did come off of the bench, which was, I don't want to say surprising news, but if you would have asked most people in the offseason, not last week, but 3 months ago, how do you imagine Memphis starting in game one of the 2020-21 season? Most people would have said Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, Landers Nolley, DJ Jeffries, and Musa Cisse. That's what I would have said, in fact. That would have been my prediction. I'm a big believer in if you can get your 5 most talented players on the court, get them on the court. I'm a big believer in positionless basketball. Those are probably, on paper, Memphis's 5 most talented players, as long as DeAndre Williams is sidelined. So that's the way I assume they would start. But in recent weeks, people had started to wonder if Alex Lomax wouldn't be the starting point guard, and it would lead to either Lester Quinones or Boogie Ellis coming off the bench. And then we find out officially this morning, about 40 minutes before tip, that Lester Quinones is going to start next to Alex Lomax in the backcourt, DJ Jeffries, Landers Nolley, Musa Cisse, Boogie Ellis coming off the bench. And as I was preparing earlier in the day for this show, but also the Eye on College Basketball podcast, I got a text from a buddy, and he was like, "What do you think Boogie Ellis's tweet means?" And I was like, "I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I'm not tuned in to Boogie Ellis's tweet right now. What are you even talking about?" So I just Googled Boogie Ellis Twitter, popped up, and it was one word: pain. And so I said, "Okay, pain. I don't know. I asked my buddies, "What do you make of it?" He's like, "I don't know. I was wondering what you make of it." And I was like, "You know, I don't really get into trying to figure out what 20-year-olds mean in one word tweets. Like, I'm not here to try to analyze that." But certainly, the assumption for most seemed to be that he was upset, in pain even, over finding out that he was not going to be in the starting lineup. Now, the alternative to being upset by tweeting the word pain is that you are merely predicting pain for St. Mary's the way Clubber Lang once did in Rocky III. If you're my age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're younger, you might not. Here you go.
We now switch to our remote cameras inside the dressing rooms.
Would you care to comment on how you plan to fight Balboa? What's your strategy?
Don't need any. Balboa's so predictable and stupid, the man comes straight ahead. He's tailor-made for me, and he's gonna get hurt.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
So I thought, okay, maybe it could be anything. It could be Boogie Ellis is in pain because he just found out he is not in the starting lineup for his sophomore season at the University of Memphis. Or he could have just been predicting pain for the St. Mary's Gales. Mm. And given the way the game unfolded, let's just decide that he was predicting pain for St. Mary's.
Okay.
Because that is what he delivered. He was terrific. Absolutely terrific. Randy Bennett, the St. Mary's coach, after the game said, "I thought Boogie Ellis was the difference in the game," and that seemed like a pretty reasonable conclusion to reach. Again, 8 of 13 from the field, 6 of 7 from three-point range, 24 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. So I guess I'd put it this way. Because when the starting lineup was announced, I start you know, clicking on tweets and reading the threads and the replies. And, you know, there were, I'm assuming, Memphis fans offering their opinions on what should be the starting lineup. Well, I think Boogie should start instead of Lester. I think Boogie should start instead of Alex Lomax. And everybody had their own opinion about it. I just refuse to have an opinion about that, given that I haven't seen a single practice. There have been no exhibitions. There have been no games. Like, I'm going to trust the basketball coaches who were with their players every day when it comes to setting a starting lineup for the season opener. Now, if we get 20 games into this, and by the way, almost certainly not going to get 20 games into this.
It seems unlikely,
but
yeah.
Let's say 10. We get 10 games into this, and I can draw my own conclusions based on analytics, my eyeballs, other things, then I would feel comfortable saying I think they are starting the wrong people if I believe they were starting the wrong people. Game one in the middle of a pandemic, how would I know? How would any of us know? And keep in mind, though Penny did start Alex Lomax for a period of time over the past couple of years, he has also benched Alex Lomax. So it's not just like he's tied to Alex Lomax because that's his guy. He has started him. He's benched him. He's played him to close games. He's closed games without him. You know, Penny seems to me to take an approach that most basketball coaches take. How can I win this game I got to play today? We got a game today. I need to win it. Who's going to help me? And for one reason or another, and perhaps lots, they decided that the best way to try to beat St. Mary's on the day before Thanksgiving is to have Alex Lomax and Lester Quinones start at the one and the two and have Boogie Ellis come off the bench. Now, if you're Boogie Ellis, I would imagine you aren't thrilled with that. Don't ever forget, he was originally supposed to go to Duke. Then Trey Jones, surprisingly, announced he was coming back for his sophomore season. Zion Williamson entered the draft. Cam Reddish entered the draft. R.J. Barrett entered the draft. Most people, myself included, thought Trey Jones was also going to enter the draft after his freshman season, be one and done. He decides, no, I'm coming back. At that point, it becomes crystal clear, well, you aren't starting at point guard at Duke as a freshman if you're Boogie Ellis, because Trey Jones is going to be a preseason All-American type point guard. So he decommits, ends up enrolling at Memphis. And then the freshman season did not go well. He had moments, but we can all agree it did not go as planned.
Yep.
And there were people worried during the season, like, is he going to transfer? But he comes back for his sophomore season. And then you're still not starting? Remember, the reason you didn't go to Duke, or at least one of the reasons, I don't want to oversimplify it, but at least one of the reasons you didn't go to Duke, like initially planned, is because you didn't think you were going to be able to start at Duke. Now you're at Memphis in your second year, and you're not starting? I'm assuming disappointing for Boogie Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you cannot overstate how important what happened today was. Because if he comes off the bench and instead of going 8 of 13, goes something like 1 of 9, then he doesn't feel good about himself. He doesn't feel good about his role, doesn't feel good about his performance. This is where you can start to have chemistry problems. But what happens? He comes off the bench, whether he was excited to or not. He comes off the bench, and he's the player of the game. He gets more shots than anybody else. He makes more shots than anybody else. He scores more points than anybody else. And after the game, you've got multiple people, national college basketball analysts, talking about Boogie Ellis is the best sixth man in college basketball. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not.
Right.
I just know that people were saying it today. And if there ever were a day to say it, today would be the day to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Penny in the postgame press conference doing what? Talking about he's our Lou Williams.
Yeah.
Okay? This is all perfect and by design. Because I promise you, Boogie Ellis, when he signed with Memphis, enrolled at the university, he did not want to be anybody's Lou Williams. He did not want to be the best sixth man of the year. But if you're going to bring him off the bench, you know what you want him to be? Exactly those things. And you want him to embrace those things. And so having an incredible performance in game one of that role and having people describe you that way, I don't know that if you gave Boogie an option, he would still want to come off the bench, but maybe now he can get excited about coming off the bench. Because if you're Penny, you can look at him right now and say, what did I tell you? Okay, you're not going to start. You're not going to start. You can still shoot more balls than anybody on our team if you want to. You can still score more. You could be our leading scorer off the bench. That's what you were today. Do it again tomorrow. Do it again the next day. You can look at Boogie Ellis right now and say, if you would have scored 24 points today in the starting lineup, people would have said, oh, Boogie Ellis had a nice game. Oh, man, the half-court shot was fun. That's going to be on SportsCenter tonight. They wouldn't have called you the best anything. Nobody would have said that's the best sophomore in the country. Nobody would have said that's the best shooting guard in the country. Nobody would have said that's the best point guard in the country. But because you come off the bench, now you're labeled the best at something. You're the best sixth man in the country. Go be the best sixth man in the country. And go lead our team in scoring off the bench if you want to. You have my permission. You did it today. And we won 73-56 over a quality basketball team. Go do it tomorrow. Go do it the next day. Be MVP of this tournament coming off the bench. Will it work? I don't know. He might go, again, 1 of 9 off the bench tomorrow and tweet pain again. Who could tell? But if you are going to take somebody who was originally committed to Duke and bring them off the bench in the season opener of their sophomore year, your dream is that it unfolds the way it unfolded today, that he comes off the bench, turns a deficit into a lead, scores 20 points in the first half, finishes with a game-high 24, and is labeled by media members in a very public way as the best at something. It could not have worked out more perfectly than it worked out today. Elsewhere on the team, DJ Jeffrey struggled. He was 2 of 10.
Yep.
Tried to play with his shirt on backwards.
That was a great moment. That pretty much summed up the first 5 minutes of that game.
He was 2 of 10 from the field and tried to play with his jersey on backwards. So that's a tough go. Like I tweeted, opening games sometimes present challenges that you didn't anticipate.
Weird season.
And here you go with you got your best returning player, statistically at least, trying to play with his jersey on backwards. Did grab 9 rebounds. So, like, if I were Penny, I would emphasize that to DJ. Okay, you couldn't make a shot today. You literally couldn't put your jersey on the right way at one point. But you did other things to help us win. You went out and grabbed 9 rebounds. You led our team in rebounding. Do that for us. You'll stay on the court. Some days you're going to make shots, and you're going to have 17 points and 9 rebounds, and you're going to look like one of the best sophomores in the country. Other days you're not going to make shots. Can you give me 9 rebounds? Can you give me 7? Go do something else when you're not making shots. So he struggled, but he did something else that mattered. That's a good sign. And then I'll tell you, I was impressed with Musa Cisse.
Me too. He's just a presence.
He's just built in a way that most humans aren't built, and that's a great place to start. He was exactly what I told you he was going to be, or at least what I had heard he had been, which is somebody who's a little lost on defense, struggling with rotations, struggling guarding in space. I mean, if you listen to the broadcast, I mean, watch the broadcast and listen to the commentators, one of whom was Dan Dockage, who was over the top positive.
Yeah.
I mean, noticeably, like, too positive.
While Memphis fans are tweeting at him how much they hate him.
It was like, I love Penny. Penny's doing a great job. I love this kid. I love this kid. I love Memphis basketball. I think he started a sentence with I love and then talked about a Memphis thing 75 times.
It was in his head. He knew what he was getting into.
I did this last year with San Diego State fans. San Diego State fans hate me because of a story I did a few years ago. The NCAA was looking into some recruiting allegations. I reported they were looking into some recruiting allegations. The case never went anywhere. But that didn't mean they weren't looking into recruiting allegations, which is exactly what I reported. The NCAA is looking into these things. Well, because it never went anywhere, San Diego State fans hate me because they thought they actually—
You're out to get them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wrote the story. I published the story like 2 weeks before National Signing Day. And a couple of prospects that they were in on, like, ended up going other places. Now, if you go talk to the recruiting analysts, what they'll tell you is those guys were always going to the other places. San Diego State was in there, but they were never considered the leader for these prospects. But the narrative among the fan base became Gary Parrish planted this story. Because I'm tight with Mark Few, that was part of it. They lost somebody to Gonzaga. It was Gary Parish's type with Mark Few, and so he planted this story, and it blew up our recruiting class, and he's the devil. We had a San Diego State basketball game on CBS Sports Network. I'm in studio for the game. There is actually a Fire Gary Parish sign in the crowd that and it was like, it wasn't like a sign, like a poster board. It was a long Fire Gary Parish, all written out long ways. They were holding it in plain view of the game, like of the shot of the game. Like you're watching the game, and every time the ball goes up and down the court, you're watching Fire Gary Parish. Absolutely despise me. Well, because it's CBS Sports Network, we got a Mountain West contract. We get a lot of San Diego State games on air. I'm in studio for a lot of San Diego State games. And last season, I just started being overly positive about San Diego State. I mean, this is legitimately a top five team in the country. I don't know why this team can't win a national championship. Malachi Flynn looks like a first-team All-American to me. Every time I talked about San Diego State, it was like, I love it. Brian Dutcher is doing one of the best jobs in the entire country. I don't know how you could vote anybody else National Coach of the Year. I just like, I'll kill them with kindness. Now, did I win them over? No. They still tweet that they hate me every other day. I had to block a million of them. But I did more or less what Dockage did today with Memphis because it was noticeably positive. He could not have been more, I love Penny. Penny's doing a great job. I love this kid. I love Memphis basketball. I love the history. I love the town. I love the program. Over and over and over again. So my point initially was if you listen to the broadcast, you probably noticed Dan Dockage being that, but you also noticed them acknowledging in the opening minutes, St. Mary's going right at Musa Cissé.
Mm-hmm.
They were putting him in ball screens. They were trying to draw him away from the basket. He looked uncomfortable. He got lost. And so that stuff I'd been telling you, which is, you know, he is a five-star center, like James Wiseman was a five-star center, but he's not going to have an opening game like James Wiseman's opening game. And in fairness, to me, at least, he didn't. He had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. Go look at what James Wiseman's opening game was. It was much more than that. But I thought he looked fine. I thought he was a real presence. He was better than I thought he would be, even if he was a lot of the things I was told he would be. And I thought Dockage made a good point throughout the broadcast that, you know, there were multiple times where Musa got just lost on defense, mm-hmm. and Penny would immediately, multiple times, I think two, call timeout, call him over, talk. Like, hey, they just got that layup because of you. They pulled you away from the basket. You didn't rotate the party. Like, whatever they were doing, they did that intentionally, and you got lost. And the point Dockage made is, this is a five-star center who is a projected one-and-done. He's a projected first-round draft pick. Should be a multimillionaire within the next year. And yet, he seems very coachable. He's listening. He's listening to his coaches. He's listening to his teammates. He's not trying to make excuses for what just happened. He seems to be trying to learn why what happened just happened. And that's a good sign because the natural ability is obvious. He's just built like he's not a normal human.
Right.
His body is incredible. His length is incredible. You know, you saw him at one point in the second half. I think Lester missed a corner three. He just rebounded over somebody, put it right back in. Like, those are things, it's a bit of a basketball cliche, but you cannot teach. The physical stuff there is stuff you cannot teach. The other stuff you have to teach, when to rotate. How to guard in space, how to not get lost, team concepts. Those are things you have to teach. Shot blocking and dunking and just being a overwhelming physical presence on a basketball court, he can do those things that you could teach me all day long. I can't do them. I'm not him. I'm not built that way. He is built in a way and gifted in a way where he can do some of the things that you cannot teach. Where he has struggled in the preseason is with the things you actually have to teach. And though those struggles were obvious at different points in the game today, I thought big picture, if you don't want to nitpick, big picture, he was rock solid. He was rock solid and played an important role. Really impressive victory. I mean, if you were trying to on the opening day of college basketball identify teams that looked better? Teams that you assume were good, but it looked better than you thought they were or that you thought they would look. Virginia is probably at the top of the list. They looked awesome today. I mean, you know they're going to guard every time out. They made 15 three-pointers today. Like, I'll go ahead and go on record. If Virginia's going to shoot the ball, and they're not going to shoot the ball, they're 15 of 29 from three. They're not going to shoot above 50% from three-point range. So I hate it when people say this, so I'm stopping myself from saying it. Like, if Virginia's going to shoot the ball like that, they'll win a national championship. Well, of course. If Virginia's going to shoot 51% from three-point range while taking 29 attempts, yes, they will win the national championship. Easy. I'm total agreement. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if they really are a – if they can really – last year they couldn't shoot at all. If they are a good shooting team, they are going to be tough, man. Better than most expect. Their preseason top five, they looked – you can't go much higher than four or five, but they look like maybe they should be higher than four or five. They looked awesome. So I would start that list. What's a good team – what's a team you thought would be good but looked better than you thought today? I'd start it with Virginia, but I might put Memphis right behind them. Memphis looked good.
Okay.
They guarded like crazy, like they did last season. They played hard from tip to buzzer, even when they weren't making shots. And ultimately, when they started making shots and when they could get out in transition and actually take advantage of the transition opportunities, which they didn't always do, but when they did, they looked good. They looked athletic. They looked tenacious. They looked like a real basketball team. Probably could not have had a better opening day than the opening day that Memphis had today. 73-56 winners over St. Mary's. They're 1-0 on the season. I'll talk to you guys about it next. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So Thanksgiving is one of my favorite days of the year. Can't wait to eat way too much food and watch football all day long. And now that I can bet all the games on FanDuel Sportsbook, it just makes the day even better. If you've never bet on FanDuel before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot because they're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game Thanksgiving Day. That means you can bet $5 to win $125. First game is Texans at Detroit Lions. The Lions play every Thanksgiving, and they typically lose every Thanksgiving. So I would roll with the Texans in those 25-1 odds. And you're going to love FanDuel. Offers like these are just one of the reasons they are America's number one sportsbook app. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and when you win money, FanDuel pays you your money out fast. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. 21 plus, present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
As God is my witness.
As God is our witness.
I thought turkeys could fly.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And it says, Happy
is our witness. 92.9 FM ESPN is the best sports station in the world.
The NFL and college football seasons continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodka, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Kick off your holiday shopping with the lowest prices of the season during our sales tax paid weekend at Sissy's Log Cabin. Shop in-store, virtually, or online November the 27th through the 30th to save on everything from exclusive designer jewelry to one-of-a-kind pieces. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list with the best prices during our sales tax paid weekend. Only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
It's Chevy Truck Month. It's Deck Building Month. It's Work and Play Month. It's the month to get things done with the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's Explore New Ground Month with the Colorado ZR2 named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone Month in a versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or a full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. Plus, now during Truck Month, make it your own with a $1,000 accessory allowance with the eligible purchase of a new Chevy with accessories. So make this month the month to get a Chevy truck and make every month Truck Month. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Excludes Colorado-based models. Must take new retail delivery of a 2020 or 2021 Silverado 1500, Silverado HD, Colorado, or 2020 Tahoe or Suburban with eligible GM or associated accessories by 11/30/2020. Accessory purchase must be equal to or more than $1,000 at MSRP. Excludes tax and installation. Not available with some other offers. Visit Sunrise Chevrolet today.
This Black Friday weekend, get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, where you're going to get great gifts with purchase like Amazon Echoes or Fire Sticks or even Apple AirPods. Huge sale going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers this Black Friday weekend. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-262-7444. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night right, every single fight right.
Final score, Memphis 73, St. Mary's 56. So the Tigers are 1-0, and they will play the winner of Northern Iowa, Western Kentucky tomorrow in South Dakota. The number here is 535-3776, 535-ESPN. You guys want to talk about it? You got any questions? We can do it right now. 535-3776. We'll start with Hank in Horn Lake. Hank, what's up with it?
What's up, JP?
Just trying to get through it, baby. You been all right?
Doing good. Just glad to hear, first of all, that Kelly is doing good and the rest of your family is good through this.
That's really sweet. Thank you. She is doing she's doing better, and we're all obviously happy for that.
Okay. I have a question first. What type of quad win would this be considered with St. Mary's history the last 10 or so years? They've been to the tournament several times.
Right. No, like, well, ultimately it will come down to let me start by saying this. We won't know for a while because the NCAA does not publish the net rankings, which is what dictates what's a quad one, quad two, quad three. They don't publish that until several weeks into the season because they want to make sure they have enough data before they unleash their rankings. So the simple answer is we don't know right now, but if you can reasonably trust that St. Mary's is going to be good, which is usually what they are, then this could end up being a real nice victory that helps on Selection Sunday because it's a neutral court win over a team that could be top three in the West Coast Conference. So I'm not predicting it'll be quad one. I think probably I would predict quad two because though St. Mary's is usually really good, they are missing the top three players from last season's team, and that's not the type of program that enrolls some five-star freshmen or some incredible transfer usually. Yeah. So I would think it probably ends up looking like a good win, as opposed to a great win. But if you're a Memphis fan now, you root for them against Gonzaga every time because you want to be able to say, hey, we beat a team that beat Gonzaga. That would obviously help. But ultimately, you know, there's only two outcomes to a basketball game. You can win it or lose it. So even if it's just a good win as opposed to a great one, it's certainly a good win's better than a tough loss.
Okay, one quick statement. Let's hope Boogie Ellis can accept this role and come off the bench and score 14, 15, 16 points a game.
There's no question. Like once you decide that's going to be his role, whether he wants it to be his role or not, then it's your job to try to convince him it's the best role for him, get him to embrace it. And listen, there's nothing Penny can do to, you know, guarantee he's going to make 6 of 7 three-pointers in the season opener off of the bench. But it certainly does make Penny's job easier once he does it, because you can sit him down honestly tonight and say, you were the star of this game. You were the difference in this game. You took more shots than anybody. You scored more points than anybody, and you did it coming off the bench. What did I tell you? You're coming off the bench for very specific reasons, but it will not limit in any way what you can mean to this team. You are our best player today. You are our leading scorer today. You are our leading shot taker today. Go do it tomorrow. Go do it again on Friday. We're fine with it. You can come off the bench and be our best player. You know, Florida State's sixth man was the fourth pick in the draft. You can come off the bench and be an NBA draft pick. So just embrace this role and do exactly what you did today. Now, he will not do exactly what he did today. Tomorrow, he might go 1 of 7 from three-point range. But this is about as perfect of a start as you could reasonably hope for.
Exactly.
I appreciate you, Hank. Take care, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go to Ryan in Pickwick. Ryan, how you doing, man?
What's up, GP? How are you?
I'm great, brother. I got no complaints. You all right?
I'm pretty good, ready for this Thanksgiving meal I'm about to eat tonight.
Enjoy it. I hope you do.
Appreciate you. Obviously, great win today, first game. And here's the key factor for me. One, the two supposedly best players on the team were combined. What were they combined? 5 of 22 from the floor, 7 of 22 from the floor.
Yeah, they were 7. You're talking about DJ Jeffries, Landers, Nolley. They were a combined 7 of 22 from the floor. They were a combined 1 of 4 from three-point range.
So they're a combined 77 of 22 from the floor. You win by almost 20. The key to this team is going to be the depth, the quickness, and the athleticism with the ball pressure they put on with their guards and their length. Moussa's only going to get better. DJ and Landers obviously are going to perform better than they did today. Only looking up, I'm excited and ready for a great season if we get to have one and get through it.
You should be excited. They look really good today. I appreciate you calling, Ryan. For what it's worth, and, you know, it's very early, but Memphis went from 39th to 32nd at KenPom based on the strength of today's game. And they are now, again, these numbers are updating in real time. They have the 11th most efficient defense in the country. So last year, they were one of the best defensive teams in the country. They finished 5th in defensive efficiency. Right now, they are 11th. And when you can get real athletes to understand defensive concepts and work hard on that end of the court, and that is something Penny has established. Like, you know, great coaches, they have an identity about them. And I don't know that you would actually assume that a Penny Hardaway team would be a team that understands defensive concepts and really plays hard on that end of the court and is one of the best defensive teams in the country. Like, when Penny was going to start his Memphis coaching career, would I have anticipated that necessarily? No. But based on what they did last year, that's no fluke. You finish 5th in defensive efficiency, you're guarding people. And then they come out the day, slightly different personnel, but come out the day and do the exact same thing. Guard like crazy. When you get athletes to understand defensive concepts and play hard on the defensive end of the court, that's you can win some games just doing that. Memphis was terrific on the defensive end of the court earlier this afternoon. Let's go to Jawa downtown. Jawa, what's up?
What's up, Gary? I'm glad Kelly's doing fine. I got two things. I love the, man, we're so deep. I love how we can go, 11, 12 deep. I love that. But I want to ask you a question. I watched the game. You think Penny can reel in Nolley a little bit? He. I'm not saying he's a chug, but he shoots a lot. You think he can reel him in a little bit?
He seems like the type of player, and he certainly has the reputation of the type of player that you don't reel him in as much as you sit him down. You know, like when he's on the court.
I saw Penny do that.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. Like when he's on the court, he's going to try to get a shot. And there was a couple of times, I think it might have been Dan Dockich that said it, there's a fine line between being aggressive and being selfish. And you like the aggressive ness that he shows on the offensive end of the court sometimes, but it quickly can turn into, okay, you didn't need to take three shots in a row and miss three shots in a row. You don't have it going today, so let's let somebody else take some of these shots. That's something that, you know, they'll have to figure out. But, you know, at Virginia Tech last season, he took a lot of shots, and I was not surprised that he took the second most shots on the team today. In fact, if I were surprised, it was only that he didn't take the most. He's a gunner. And when it's going well, it'll be fun. But when it's not, it'll be frustrating. And that'll be something they'll have to figure out as it goes on. To your larger point, though, here's the thing. If he can't rein him in, you know what? Sit down. Let Boogie Ellis get those minutes. You know, you can run out there easily a lineup of Alex Lomax and or Damian Ball. And by the way, Damian Ball looked good today. Like, really rock solid. 10 points, 5 rebounds. 2 assists, 2 steals. He made plays. So you can easily go, if Landers Nolley's getting out of control, Alex Lomax, Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, DJ Jeffries, Musa Cisse. At Virginia Tech last year, they just had to let him go because they didn't have anybody else who could go out and get buckets. Memphis has got other people that can get buckets. So if he gets out of control, set him down, let him watch, and that might be the best teaching tool you got. If you want to play, you're going to have to play a little more under control. Because we got other good players. Like at Virginia Tech, you were the most talented guy on the roster. Here, you might not be. Or at the very least, we got similarly talented guys. We don't have to let you go out and go 5 of 15 from the field. So it'll be something to monitor. But I don't foresee it being a big, big problem.
Thank you, Jerry. Hey, can you do me one favor?
Of course I can.
Can you drop your playlist sometime? Cause I love your music. I love your brand of music that you play during the Can you just do it like once a month? I would like to know.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can do that. We'll get that done. I promise you. In fact, John, right. send me a note on Twitter or Facebook or wherever you're at, and I'll get that right to you. I'll get it to you tomorrow.
All right. Cool.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Right. We're going to Tony in Bartlett. Tony, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, my favorite radio personality?
You know what? Every time I take calls, somebody says something like that and makes me think I should take calls more often. I appreciate you.
Hey, as long as you don't act like Trump and let it go to your head. But, you know, I feel for your wife, man. I just went and got a COVID test myself. You know, luckily, I don't think I'm going to get very sick, but it's the weirdest feeling. It kind of keep you off kilter a little bit, but you just got to keep it moving. But, you know, I just pray for all the people out here that make contracting and, you know, stay safe, stay well, do what you're supposed to do.
That's a good message. And let me stop you real quick because you're exactly right. Like, even if it doesn't put you in a hospital, it can take a toll on you. Like, my wife right now is feeling much better, but she still doesn't feel right. She is still very fatigued. And on a larger note, you know, I just saw a story posted, like, DeSoto County is out of intensive care beds. They don't have any more ICU beds in DeSoto County. So, you know, more than 2,000 Americans, and we're talking Tiger basketball, and we're about to get right back to it, but more than 2,000 right. Americans died from COVID yesterday in DeSoto County, which is just south of where I'm sitting right now. It is my home. They are out of intensive care beds. And so we are reaching a point where if you're the next one to get sick, there's not going to be anywhere for you to go. So to your point, Tony, everybody be as, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, but I would really like it if you tried to be as careful as you could, especially over this holiday weekend, because this country's a dangerous place right now.
Yeah, if you don't care about your life, care about the next man's life. That's what this country is all about. But as far as the Tigers basketball is concerned, you know, Penny has a luxury that a lot of teams don't have. You got a lot of bodies that's pretty talented. And the way they play defense, they kind of smother you. You know, you can tell they haven't had a lot of practice because they get caught up on, you know, rotating to the man that's on the three-point line. And, you know, but it's probably because, you know, you're trying to do a lot to stop people from penetrating. But luckily, that team couldn't shoot three-pointers. But, you know, in time, you'll just see the team getting better. I even saw Musa getting better in the game. He just got to understand angles and moving his feet his feet work could get better, hopefully with a coach like Penny. But, you know, great, good win. In my opinion, you know, I think you even said it, you know, I don't think there's no such thing as a good loss. But even with a team that's in question, you know, this team, you know, it's going to be at the top of their conference.
They are projected to be in the top three behind only Gonzaga, which is the preseason number one, and BYU. So I would assume on Selection Sunday, this isn't considered a great win, but it should be considered a good win. And obviously the alternative is a loss. So a good win is better than any kind of loss. Hey, Tony, I appreciate you calling.
Hey, man, have a good Thanksgiving. You and Benny, man. Ben is one of my favorite people. So take care.
That's really
appreciate
nice.
Appreciate it, Tony.
Appreciate you, Tony. Let's go to Matt in Millington. Matt, Scary, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm hanging in there. I got no complaints. You all right?
Yeah, doing good. I just want to talk really quick and get your opinion. When I was watching the game, watching Musa Cisse, like the caller just before said, he looked like he was improving in game. And I was super impressed with what he's bringing to the Tigers on defense, all those block shots. And like he said, it looked like he was making adjustments mid-game, dropping back in the paint, picking up block shots. And that makes me excited because, you know, we do play defense like that, that smothering defense. Hopefully that defense can turn into offense. Memphis has got a lot of athletic guys who can score at the rim and get dunks. I like Cisse's the lob that he was throwing today. I think the Tigers will look forward to that more as the season goes. But how do you think how he played today, unless you have already talked about it?
I did touch on it, but I'm happy to touch on it again. I thought he was rock solid. Like he looked like I was told he would probably look, in the sense that he had trouble with rotations. He got lost a few times. They recognized he was lost a few times and attacked him. It's counterintuitive, I think, for maybe people who can be counterintuitive for some to say, oh, you've got this incredible shot blocking presence on the defensive end, and people are going to go right at him. Why would you go right at him? Because he's not comfortable. He doesn't know where to be. In high major basketball, which is what was happening today, it's not enough to just be 7 foot and incredibly gifted with shot blocking instincts. You know, they'll put you in ball screens and get you uncomfortable. They will, you'll get lost on rotations. They'll take advantage of it. And that happened from time to time today. There were multiple times where Penny called a timeout, specifically after Musa got lost and gave up a basket because he got lost. But I'm with you. He did seem to be learning on the fly and getting better on the fly. And he finishes with 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks in his first game. He's not DeAndre Ayton. He is not James Wiseman. But he is gifted to do things that most humans cannot do. The stuff you have to teach, he's still learning. But he seems interested in learning, and I thought he did learn some today, and I would assume he'll be more comfortable tomorrow than he was today. And if he keeps getting better at the things you have to teach, then he's already great at the stuff you can't teach, and that's how you get somebody who looks like a 5-star center.
I would agree with that. Thanks, man.
Take care, brother. So the final score, 73-56. Memphis beat St. Mary's. The star was Boogie Ellis off the bench. Took 13 shots, made 8 of them. He was 6 of 7 from three-point range, 24 points. Musa Cisse added 10 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. And Damian Ba, I didn't talk much about in the opening segment, but he came in and impacted the game off the bench as well. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. It was among the most impressive performances from a team that we've seen today in the opening day of the 2020-21 college basketball season. And, like, I'm not saying that Memphis is the best team in the country or anything like that. Like, most of these other good teams were playing trash teams. What made Memphis's win impressive is that we know they're playing a good team. I mean, Randy Bennett is a top-shelf coach.
That team's going to be good, right? Like, they're going to have a good record at the end of the year.
They'll have a good record. I don't know how good they'll be.
Right.
But if you're top three in your league, you're usually going to have a good record, and they should be top three in the West Coast Conference. They couldn't make a shot today. Some of that was Memphis. Some of that was they just couldn't make a shot. Mm. You know, they took 18 threes. They made one of them. They're 5.6% from three-point range. They're not going to do that again, or at least they won't do that too often. But, again, some of that was Memphis. Memphis is terrific defensively. And I talked about this some last season when I would be in shoot-arounds in advance of me doing sideline on Memphis basketball games. The attention to detail on the defensive end of the court is as intense as I've seen up close. Honestly, there were times where I thought that they were maybe making it too complicated, because when I used to be in the gym every day for John Calipari practices, one of the points John would make is that if we give them too much, it just overloads them. And ultimately, I just want them playing. So we're going to have basic concepts, but I'm not going to spend 35 minutes stressing when this happens, you have to do this. And when that happens, you have to do that. And when that happens, you have to do that. When this happens, you have to do that. It's too much. And then I go into a penny practice, and I mean, they would spend 30 minutes working on the exact same defensive concept. Like 30 minutes on game day. I don't know that I'd ever seen that attention to detail in a shoot around on game day. But it clearly works, because they were fifth in defensive efficiency last season. And then with slightly different personnel, they were awesome today defensively again. And I think it's the byproduct of three things. You've mostly got a team that understands defensive team concepts, understand how to play team defense. Musa, again, gets lost a little bit, but still those other guys know what they're doing because they did it last year. You've got incredible athletes to do it with. Like Tony Bennett at Virginia will create an awesome defensive team out of anybody, but sometimes it's just like not great athletes. They just really know what they're doing. They really know how to guard. They really know what they're doing. Penny has somehow figured out how to get incredible athletes to understand his defensive team concepts. So you got incredible athletes who understand how to play team defense. And then this is, I think, as big as anything else, the third thing. They play hard. When you get incredible athletes to play hard, and that is one of John Calipari's gifts, he gets incredible talents to play hard. When you can get talented people at the collegiate level to play hard, that'll take you a long way. And so I don't know that Boogie Ellis is going to make 6 or 7 three-pointers too often the rest of the season. But at this point, based on the sample size of last season, you can reasonably assume Memphis is going to be awesome defensively again. They've got good athletes. They've got good size. They understand what they're doing, and they play hard. And that'll take them a long way. You know, cut down on the turnovers you had last season. Be similar defensively, and let some of these talented players who are not freshmen anymore, you know, flourish different times in different ways. That's how you become a good basketball team. They look like a good basketball team today. Not in the first 4 minutes of the game, but from the moment Boogie Ellis stepped on the court, coming off the bench as the sixth man, they look like a good basketball team. I have them 22nd in the top 25 and one. They look worthy of that. AP voters do not have them in the top 25. They today looked worthy of being in the top 25. And if they continue to play these next two games the way they played today, then I would assume next Monday when that AP poll updates, for one reason or another, they'll be included. Be back in a second.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving tomorrow, one of my favorite days of the year. Can't wait to eat a bunch of food and watch football all day long. And now that I can bet all the games on FanDuel Sportsbook, it just makes the day even better. Because if you've never bet on FanDuel before, now it's the perfect time to give it a shot. They're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game Thanksgiving Day. That means you can bet $5 to win $125. We got the Washington football team at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas looked good last week, got a nice win over the Vikings. I think that with all those teams jumbled up in the NFC East, that Dallas actually has a pretty good shot of winning that division. I like them tomorrow with those 25-1 odds. And you're going to love FanDuel. Offers like these are just one of the reasons they are America's number one sportsbook app. It's easy to use, safe, and secure, and they give you fast payouts when you win money. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. 21+, present in Tennessee, new users only, must wager on designated boost market, deposit required, max bonus, 100%. $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your CBD store, Millington, has so many award-winning CBD products, it's a different store for everyone. For you, it's a rest better store, while for your cousin, it's an everything is under control store, and for grandpa, it's a meet me on the tennis court because it's time for an whipping store. Again, it serves different purposes for different people, even fired up Gramps. Your CBD store, award-winning products for a balanced life. Visit your nearest location today. Your CBD store, Millington, 8570 South, Highway 51 North, Suite 107, next to Huey's. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. I've been telling you about it for years. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Have you noticed the temperatures are dropping? But don't worry. James Davis is filled with items to keep you comfortable even when you're enjoying outdoor restaurant dining. The nylon quilted vest or one of the performance activewear tops, perfect for these cooler months. They'll have you looking your best while keeping you warm. James Davis also has beautiful sweaters to layer over their incredible selection of sport shirts, and they have sport coats that can be dressed up or worn casually. Beyond that, understand it's never too early to get started on that holiday shopping list. Perhaps a gift card for a Stant custom-made shirt would make sense for that special man in your life. You could pair one of those with some jeans or some five-pocket performance pants. James Davis has the best such selection in town. Holiday deals are now available. Take advantage. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
So Thanksgiving, it's one of my favorite days of the year. Can't wait to eat a bunch of food and watch football all day long. And now that I can bet all the games on FanDuel Sportsbook, it just makes the day even better. Because if you've never bet on FanDuel before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because they're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game Thanksgiving Day. That means you could bet $5 to win $125. We got the Texans at the Detroit Lions. It's a Thanksgiving tradition to watch the Lions lose, so I think you can feel pretty safe rolling with the Texans in those 25-1 odds on Thanksgiving Day. And you're going to love FanDuel. Offers like these, they're just one of the reasons they are America's number one sportsbook app. It's easy to use, safe, and secure. And when you win money with FanDuel Sportsbook, they pay your money out fast. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. 21 plus, present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus, $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack
It is opening day, college basketball season. The big story in this market, Memphis, with a 17-point victory over St. Mary's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Boogie Ellis with 24 points. That's a career high. Hit 20 in the first half, 6 of 7 from three-point range. Elsewhere around the country, there haven't been any, like, really big upsets. Kansas State lost a bye game, but Kansas State is supposed to be awful, so whatever. Some nice individual performances from some of the presumed best players in the country. Luka Garza, the preseason National Player of the Year, he's got 26 points and 10 rebounds in what is a just-win final, 97-67 victory over North Carolina Central. Again, Luka Garza, 26 points, 10 rebounds. And then Cade Cunningham, who is the projected number one pick in next year's NBA draft, just a terrific prospect. He plays for Oklahoma State. They're playing UT Arlington right now. Interesting story there. He is from Arlington, Texas. So Oklahoma State said, we'll go play in Arlington, Texas to open your college career, your one season in college. So they're playing at UT Arlington. They're up 71-66 right now. And Cade Cunningham has 19 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. So those are, if you were ranking National Player of the Year candidates, those would probably be the two most obvious names. Luka Garza, the only All-American who returned to college basketball this season. He was the runner-up in most National Player of the Year awards last season to Obi Toppin. He had a nice game today, 26-10. Cade Cunningham, the projected number one pick in next year's draft, he just scored another bucket to put Oklahoma State up 73-68.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.